Do you ever look at like news stories or sports magazines or whatever it might be and just say, why on earth would you do that? Like, I'm thinking about people that climb Mount Everest and things like that. And I can't fathom what would motivate me to want to do that. Oh, freezing cold, rock slides, no air to breathe. Yeah, I think I'll try it. Like, you gotta be a certain level of insane to want to do some of these things. The people that set world records for deep diving without oxygen or an air tank, it's like, do you have a death wish? What is the motivation behind what you're doing? And I think sometimes we just kind of gloss over that part. We say, well, that's cool, or man, they're really brave, but no, really, why are you doing that? Is it because you want to prove that you can? Is it because you're seeking fame or acclaim? I mean, sometimes legitimate explorers in exploring something to further knowledge, okay, that's a rationale I can understand, but if you're just doing it to say I did it, or to get fame, or to prove that you could do it, is it really worth it? Is that a good motivation for why we do what we do? I think all too often we focus on actions rather than the motivations that are underlying them. In our first letter from St. John today, we hear John telling people, children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. He's asking us to not just pay lip service to being Catholic, to being Christians, to being followers of Christ, but to make it an integral part of our life. You know, that disobedience to God, that it was the first sin, what was the motivation there? To make ourselves like God. The motivation behind every sin is usually disordered. It's wrong. And that's why we do what we do. We're seeking something other than what we should be after. We're seeking our own happiness, worldly fame, or fortune, proving that we have the strength to do it on our own. They all miss the mark. It's not remaining in Christ. And even for those of us who are devout, who come to Mass every week, who make time for prayer, at times throughout our day can forget what our motivation should be. We are children of God. We are formed into Christ's body through baptism, made adopted sons and daughters of the Father. Is that identity our motivation for all that we do? Or do we sometimes forget? And we go astray because we say, well, you know, I did my time in Mass or in prayer or whatever. This is for me, so I'm just going to go do it. Or I'm afraid of what the world is doing, and so I'm going to give in to the means of the world to try and avoid something. That's not being a true disciple. John invites us to do more than to pay lip service, to speak like a Christian, to love in deed and in truth in all that we do, to make our lives fully integrated into Christ through our baptism. As we hear in our gospel today, we can do nothing without Christ. And he invites us to remain in him as he remains in us. Do we understand how radical that is? That Christ truly does remain in us. That God himself would lower himself, empty himself to become a man and dwell among us. But that was not enough. He would sacrifice himself, his life, his body, to be our food that we receive here in the Eucharist. And more than that, even send his Holy Spirit to dwell within us. That's the kind of level of God remaining in us that he is doing. And he asks the same of us. Remain in me as I remain in you. That gift of baptism is what we call in the church indelible. It cannot be taken away. We are forever a member of Christ's body by the virtue of our baptism. And we are called to live that out, to have that identity as the reason for everything that we do. And yes, some mundane things in the world we need to eat, we need to drink, we need to earn money to care for our families. But even then, isn't that out of love for one another? To love your neighbor as yourself means we have to love ourselves enough to take care of ourselves, as God loves us. To sacrifice and, yes, earn money or do a job to provide for our family is following Christ and being a disciple. But sometimes that motivation can get off. And all of a sudden, we're not living because we're a disciple of Christ. Maybe our own pride is the reason we're doing what we're doing, or the accumulation of worldly wealth, or to look good in the sight of others. None of those save, brothers and sisters. Those are the motivations that Christ talks about needing to be pruned away in our gospel today so that we can bear more fruit. To truly live in Him with all that we are, to have every action we take motivated by being a child of God. As St. John says and addresses his letter, children, that's who we are. And who we are should be why we do what we do. Let us not forget the radical gift that Christ has given us in our baptism, in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, in feeding us with His body and blood. He desires to remain in us, to be a part of all that we do. And He asks us to do the same, to do all that we do because we remain in Christ, because we are His children, because He has saved us. In that, the Father is truly glorified, that we are united, not just in word or in speech, but in deed and in truth with our God, in every moment, remaining in Him and living from our identity as His sons and daughters. Let's ask that question again, every day. Why am I doing what I am doing? And if it is not because God has created me and made me His adopted son and saved me, it is the wrong reason, and we need to look at it again. The way that we know that He remains in us is from the Spirit that He has given us. Let us ask the Spirit every day, am I following Your will or mine?